As we mentioned before we took the break, coming up this Sunday, the 26th, the Junior League of Durham and Orange Counties is going to be hosting a peaceful drive-in vigil in downtown Durham to remember the lives of Black women who have died at the hands of police. This begins on Sunday at 6:30 p.m. at 330 East Main Street in Durham. Everyone's staying inside their cars to maintain social distancing. Everyone also invited to come out and participate in that. We're joined in the studio by Paige Smith and Tawanda Williams of the Junior League of Durham and Orange Counties. Tawanda, Paige, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we're really excited to be here. Thanks for having us, Aaron.
Awesome. So tell us, first of all, before we talk about the vigil, about the Junior League of Durham and Orange Counties.
Sure. Paige? So I'm Paige. I'm the president of the Junior League of Durham and Orange Counties, and we're part of a larger national organization that has about 300 chapters across the nation, and we're all really focused to developing women leaders. The Junior League of Durham and Orange County has been around for about 80-some years. We've got about 500 members, and our mission is to develop the potential of women, improve our communities, and promote volunteerism.
And what's been your role in the fight against racism?
Thanks for asking that question. You know, as the entire country turns towards this matter, we've really been thinking at a national level with the Junior League of what is the role of the Junior League in this topic? You know, what can we really do and what is in line with our mission to think about this? And so I think there's two pieces. I think one is really the power of collective voices. And we really think that we have so many women who want to be advocates that if we can train them all to go out into their communities and to advocate for others and to really be a voice for change, then we're really to be able to be catalysts. So a big part of this is education.
So the vigil is on Sunday, late afternoon, early evening, 6:30 in downtown Durham, and it's part of a much larger campaign called Say Her Name, hashtag Say Her Name on social media. And in the last couple of months that the campaign against racism has been front and center, I think Breonna Taylor has been the most common name, but certainly and sadly only one of many. So tell us about the concept of Say Her Name.
Yeah, so I'll let Tawanda speak to the details, but you know, I think one of the real opportunities we have is as a woman organization, you know, women can sometimes be left out of the narrative. And this is a great narrative no matter who is being focused, but this is our niche. This is where we think that we can really make a difference. So I'll pass to Tawanda to tell details.
Right, as Paige said, as a women's organization, we felt the need to draw attention to the women that were being left out of the narrative. And that is basically what the Say Her Name project is all about, or campaign is all about, is bringing attention to the women who have also been brutalized in these incidents. Often their lives, their stories go untold. We don't hear about them in the media. They pass away and that's the end of it. And so in the wake of what was going on with all the attention on George Floyd and the men who've been brutalized, we felt it was our duty as women to stand up and say something.
What should folks know about the larger issue, about the specifics of women who have been, and now we're talking about Breonna Taylor, a woman who was killed by police, but it's a much, much larger issue than just the specific women who've been killed by police. It's the statistics are, you know, they're staggering and they go all the way down. What should folks know?
Disproportionately, women of color across the board are negatively approached by police. And that's something that we need to bring attention to. Mm-hmm. Hence why we thought of the vigil. We will be honoring about 20 women, and that was after narrowing down the list, and we only went back 10 years. Our vigil will represent women from a lot of different walks of life, at different ages. We have a young woman, we have a 92-year-old woman, a transgender woman, all who've been brutalized by police, and we'll be telling their stories at the vigil on Sunday. But again, that's just 20 out of thousands. Mm-hmm. Thousands.
And I think I just want to add that, you know, I think everyone can have a voice in this, and that's what we hope that we can use this vigil as a place for anyone to feel welcome to invoke change and to bring together the community, and just getting to know each other can go a long way. So that's certainly one of our goals at the Junior League.
Speaking with Tawanda Williams and Paige Smith, again, the drive-in vigil is going to be on Sunday, July 26th, 2 days from now, 6:30 p.m. At 330 East Main Street in Durham. So what are the, sorry?
It will also be live stream on Facebook
and live stream on Facebook. Yep. So what are the details? What should folks know who want to participate?
Come on out. Drive on up. Watch us. We will, again, be commemorating the lives of approximately 20 men who've been slain by police brutality. We will then commemorate their lives, have a moment of silence. And again, if you are concerned about COVID-19, you, again, stay in your cars, wear masks. We will all be wearing masks and following protocol from the CDC. However, you can also live stream from home on Facebook Live or Instagram Live.
So for people who want the Facebook or the Instagram stream, where can they find it?
You can follow us at Junior League of Durham and Orange Counties on Facebook, and both the links are there, or our website at jldoc.org.
Awesome. JLDOC.org, the website. And again, find them on social media, Facebook and Instagram. You can do the live stream there. And the event itself is going to be Sunday, 6:30 p.m., 330 East Main Street in Durham. Speaking with Tawanda Williams and Paige Smith, and as we wrap up, anything else that people ought to know about this event, about the Junior League, about the larger issue?
No, I think that's it, Aaron. Thanks so much for having us today, and we look forward to seeing all of you on Sunday.
Tawanda?
Thank you.
Awesome. And again, that event is this Sunday, 6:30. JLDOC.org is the website for the Junior League of Durham and Orange Counties. Get more information at the website. Tawanda, Paige, again, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.